You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound. Become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, Niners, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Going on the Ohio Business Machines hotline to be joined now by the play-by-play voice of the television broadcast for the Browns preseason games, Mike Patrick. Mike, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you as well. For those who don't know, he was the Sunday Night Football play-by-play voice from 1987 to 2005 and got an opportunity for a couple of years there to work with Solomon Wilcots, who you will be working with on these Browns preseason games. Have you talked to Solomon, and are you excited to kind of get back with him there, talk calling NFL games?
I sure have. When I first got the call from the television station, the first word out of the assistant news director's mouth was that Solomon Wilcots would be doing the color, and I just jumped. Solomon is such a great guy, and I have such wonderful memories of working with him as our sideline guy on Sunday Night NFL. I just love the guy.
How exciting is it to come, you know, here to the city of Cleveland with, you know, probably the best fans in all of football, but also to a organization that has changed their culture and is doing their very best to continue to trend upward and win more football games consistently in the National Football League?
Well, that's the key. I mean, with such a storied history now that is starting to fade in people's memories. The recent Browns additions haven't been that good, but I think you can see light at the end of the tunnel, particularly with the emphasis on the draft this year and going for people who will make a difference in the ball club rather than maybe trying to make a splash. I have no doubt that the top two picks they got this year are game changers. Shelton in the middle should be a fixture for years, and Cameron Irving, I had the opportunity the last 3 years to see him play a lot in person in Florida State games, and the guy's a beast. And the Browns are building an offensive line that is on the verge of being a juggernaut.
How do you think Irving's transition to guard will be?
Well, I think he can play anywhere. He was a left tackle, and their offensive line was really not lacking in skill, but was lacking in leadership. And they moved him to center, and it solidified the thing immediately. He's a great leader. Guard is easier to play for most guys than tackle. I think he'll have an easy time at guard. I envision him in the future as being a right tackle.
Mike, when you look at this Browns team, who are you most excited to see and kind of see develop, or some of the players that you maybe know of that are established, to Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas, that you're really eager to see and kind of call their games?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the defensive secondary and the linebackers, and I think the moves that they have made up front on the defensive line are only going to make those guys better. I was particularly impressed with them late last year when the offense simply couldn't get out of its own way. The defense didn't have a chance, and they just played so hard. They never gave up. I think that's a wonderful indication of the future. If you give these guys an opportunity to be a real factor in a ball game, they will be. And with the offensive line and the chance of having a good running game because of that, I think the future looks pretty good.
Mike, I just like your perspective on the job that Ray Farmer has done as general manager, as well as Mike Pettine, the head football coach, in their 2 years at their tenured position.
You know, I think people lose track of just how hard it is to be a winner in this business. I mean, everybody's doing their best. Everybody is spending millions of dollars to put the best product on the field that they can. And when you take over as a new coach or a new general manager, usually the first thing you hear them say is, we have to change the culture. And that takes time. You don't change culture overnight. And if you have players who have been part of a system that has been losing and losing and losing with a lot of internal changes, the culture is, well, here we go again. We're first bad break, we're going to lose. I think they've changed that, and I think that's a huge step.
Talk with Mike Patrick, the new play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns for the preseason games, who will be joining Solomon Wilcots there. So I remember growing up with you with Sunday Night Football, you and Joe Theismann, Paul McGuire. You guys won an Emmy for the Outstanding Live Sports Series during that run when you were there in 1987 to 2005. What was your best memory of calling some of those Sunday Night Football games?
Oh, geez, there were so many. Maybe having the opportunity to become friends with guys like Favre and Marino, people that I just had tremendous respect for as athletes, and to be able to meet them and play in golf tournaments with them and talk to them, and Peyton Manning, there's not a nicer person in the world than Peyton Manning as a human being. And, of course, you know what a wonderful quarterback he is.
Sure.
But just the interpersonal relationships with people and to get to see somebody like Marino in person, I mean, did anybody ever throw a football the way Marino threw it?
I don't think so. I'd maybe go and say, my man Jeff George, but I'm a little bit biased with a bizarre infatuation of Jeff George.
Well, he could make a whistle, though, couldn't he?
He certainly could. Mike, you mentioned quarterbacks there. Are you looking forward to kind of getting to know and getting to see Johnny Manziel and his development here in his second year as you go through this preseason?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting situation for him, especially coming off his personal situation, being in rehab for 10 weeks. He admitted he took it for granted when he came in as a rookie, and it's the one thing I think you learn very quickly that this ain't high school and this ain't college. The stuff that you were able to succeed at and, in quotes, get away with doesn't work at this level. You could throw certain passes in college after you ran around and made people look silly and float it down the middle for 25 yards and hit the home run. And that doesn't work in the NFL either. And I think he found that out in the time that he had to play quarterback. The question for him is, will his skills translate to the NFL? He's obviously a great athlete. I think he's a leader of people. Other players tend to follow someone with his skill set because you know he can make plays out of nothing. The problem is, can he make plays on a regular basis out of a set offense, not
right,
scrambling, not trying to throw back across the grain? The stuff that he did in college that worked there is not going to work in the NFL. It didn't work last year. It's not going to work this year. It's never going to work. And if you continue to do it, you're going to have a very short career, or you're going to be a third-string quarterback for about five different teams, and somebody's trying to reinvent the wheel.
What do you enjoy more, pro football? I mean, from a work perspective, pro or college?
You know, I've always thought of them. It's even more so in basketball, but I still think it's true in football. They're two different sports.
Yep.
I've always told people if you had Georgia and Georgia Tech 0-11 playing in the last game of the season, there'd still be 72,000 people there, and it meant something because of the tradition and the rivalry. If you had two 0-11 teams meeting in the NFL, you've got to give away cases of beer to get people to show up. And that's just the way it is. It is a different game. And I enjoy both of them immensely, and I really would not want to be in a position where I would literally have to choose.
And we certainly won't make you do that. I will make you choose this, though. When you look at the Browns preseason slate, which game are you most looking forward to?
Probably the first one, because everything is bright and shiny like a new car. It's like the opening day of baseball season. Everybody's optimistic until you get hit in the mouth, and then some of that optimism wears off. But I know Solomon and I are going to do our level best to be coached up on the Browns, to learn as much as we possibly can about them, and try to share that information with the people who tune in to watch the telecast. That's always something I have enjoyed doing. It's why I loved getting in this business to begin with, because of the people I listened to when I was a kid. And I always thought they were just trying to share all the fun they were having with me. And that's what I've tried to do.
Mike, we certainly are excited to have you on board calling the preseason games along with Solomon Wilcots. Thank you so much for your time, and looking forward to seeing you on the call here this fall and getting out and around the facility, getting to know the players, et cetera.
Oh, thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. Great to talk to you guys.
Great to talk to you. That is Mike Patrick, ESPN veteran. Used to be the voice of Sunday Night Football. Now he will be the voice of the Cleveland Browns preseason games alongside Solomon Wilcots. So a lot to go, a lot to be excited about there. It's going to be a good group calling these games as the Browns get ready for the 2015 season. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford when we come back right after this. 216-578-0850. Some people on Twitter mad that Elijah Manning has been disrespected from our top 10. Cam in Canada's fired up about it.
So
call us up, 216-578-0850. To show you what you want to see and take you where you want to.